When looking at dance, movement can be a universal tool not just for pleasure, but to also make a statement. Juliette McMaines is a professor in the dance department at Washington University. She twirls through the room with ease and grace alongside the rhythm of the music. McMaines recently did a study on the queer tangueras of Argentina.
My own experience speaks to a more conscious engagement with sexual desire. I'm a straight woman, mostly. My appearance is quite feminine. I wear dresses, high heels, makeup. I've mostly dated men, but I'm also attracted to women. Very feminine women. Women whose appearance and energy is even more feminine than mine. Tango offers me a means of holding a woman in my arms while she's expressing archetypal feminine qualities of receptivity, softness, and flexibility. Furthermore, my role as leader in this exchange is to entertain and protect her, invoking an archetypal masculine-feminine dynamic that I find strangely satisfying.
She is not alone in this experience. Ben Roach is an Ohio senior who also studies dance.
I can't tell you a ballet dance I did where I wasn't the love interest of a woman, or where I wasn't there to really emphasize the woman and lift the woman and do those typical tasks of basically of heteronormative relationships. And so, ballet was always kind of a struggle for me for that reason, and kind of helped me learn that something was off, because I was like, they're like, look at her, like, you love her and such. I'm like, I don't know her. I don't love her and such. And kind of when I'm looking over at the other boys in the tights, I'm like, I'd rather be partnering with him or things like that. Like, it helps you, helped me realize a bit more my own sexuality.
Whether it be in an early dance class in Appalachia or in a milonga in Argentina, dance has given ways for people to explore their sexuality.
A woman who was able to transform her sexual identity from straight to lesbian through experimenting in tango first with trying out a new identity, and another individual who became genderqueer and started playing with masculine and feminine identities and now doesn't identify as man or woman.
What is it about dance that makes individuals like the ones mentioned and others feel comfortable to dive into their sexuality?
Dancing publicly with other women all over the world is, I feel, always an activism to say, you know what, this is okay, you can all do this.
Roach echoes similar sentiments.
When I take the time to just allow myself to experience it and to just let it be whatever it's going to be, there is a sense of euphoria that comes with it and a sense of power.
It is work like that of those in queer tango in Buenos Aires who are challenging the archetypal roles put on by traditional dances.
Tango started out being practiced between men, and it's more recently, well, not so recently, but, you know, most of the 20th century it was the symbol of heterosexual desire.
Although dance is very much so an art form, it is also a woven part of culture and political activism.
Dance is always going to say something, and that's the great thing about it, is that it's up for interpretation. So even if a piece doesn't have intentional activism in it, it still can be a piece that moves you to do something and to make a change.
Dance historically has roots in showing societal norms and how they evolve. Students like Roach, alongside with professors such as McMaines, do not see that changing.
Well, dance is both a reflection of and also a catalyst for everything in society and politics. So it's crucial.
From the history of traditional and modern dance to now, the art form will continue to remain a place for queer folk alike to express themselves for change. For The Outlet, I'm Ian Kenyon.